Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of James, chapter 4. James, chapter 4. We'll read verses 13 through 17 together. We'll read this passage responsively. James, chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. And let's finish on verse 17 together. Ready? Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And let's pray. Father, thank you for what you do for us here in this place. Father, it's just so wonderful to show up at church and know that your Holy Spirit's presence will be here. Thank you for the fellowship of Christian friends and brothers and sisters. Thank you for the singing of our people. Thank you that we get to read the Word of God, but most of all, thank you for a preacher that preaches the Word of God to us. Father, please fill him with your power. Fill us with your wisdom as he preaches to us, that we would receive what you have for us, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Show off. I told Matt the other day, he was out, he and his dear wife take care of the concessions for our baseball league. He was out getting some things ready, and I said, you know, Matt, if you work at it, you're gonna be able to be a singer someday. You know it? Earlier, I told you that I changed my sermon for this evening. I will preach to you yet on the subject of honesty tonight, though I felt compelled to talk to you about a different subject. The title of my sermon tonight is Time Wasters. Time Wasters. Let me read a couple of verses to you. James chapter 4, verse 14 says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. God says our life comes and it goes. It's a bit like a vapor. In Luke chapter 15, verse number 13, I read one verse out of a story. It is the story of the prodigal son. It says, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Here is the story of a young man. He one day rebelled against his father. He gathered what belongings he had, asked his father for what money dad would give him, and he went into a distant country, and he wasted his living. He wasted what he had. Now, I notice here it says he wasted his substance. That means he wasted what money he had. He wasted what things he had. But let me tell you something, folks. When the prodigal son was away from the father and backslidden, he wasted more than money. He wasted part of his life. He wasted his life. Life is the most valuable thing that you or I could waste. Now, I have four children, and growing up, I spent an awful lot of time following them around the house and turning out lights, shutting doors, turning off the water, because I didn't want those things wasted. Oh, but let me say to you, more valuable than the money that would be spent on the electric bill or the water that would go down the drain wasted is life. Life is so important. Our life is so short. Psalm 89, verse number 47, it says, remember how short my time is, wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? 1 Corinthians 7:29 says, but this I say, brethren, the time is short. The Bible says, David said in Psalm 37:25, I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You see, our life is here today, and it's gone tomorrow. Your time is your life. If someone gives you of their time, they're giving you of their life. That's the most valuable gift somebody could give you. They give you their life when they give you their time. This afternoon, it was my privilege. I had a couple of pastors that needed me and called my home, and some men had had some struggles in their church, and I took a whole 30, 45 minutes this afternoon to help one particular pastor as he went to his pulpit tonight to know how to solve some problems. And he said this to me. He said, "Brother Owens," he said, "I just thank you so much for taking my call on a Sunday afternoon." He said, "I know how valuable your time is." He understood that the gift of the Sunday afternoon hour was a gift of life. When someone gives of their time, they're giving of their life. And you know something? I think we waste too much time in our country. See, what do you mean by that? Well, I think we waste too much life. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse number 5 says, A wise man's heart discerneth time. You are wise if you understand that time is life, and you're a good discerner of how to use your life. Good. You see, in misusing your time, you're misusing your life, and your life is the most valuable thing that you have.
That's right.
And in America, we have become life wasters. I'm not just talking about, you know, I'm against abortion. But I'm not talking about wasting life in that way. I'm talking about people that are alive wasting their life. We should make our life count. That means we should make our time count. Someone said, "Life is short. 'Twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." You know, there are some things in life that are not bad, but they're just a bad use of your time. There are some things in life that are bad, and they're a bad use of your time. So there are some things that we could do that are not bad. They're not sinful. They're just not wise uses of our time. We're not discerning the use of our time or our life well. Now, this sermon tonight is not all about throwing a fit about bad things. I will mention some things that are probably bad things. But the issue is, don't waste your time. Don't waste your life. Ephesians 5:16 says, "Remembering the time, because the days are evil." I, every once in a while, look at some statistics. In a statistic that I looked up, it said the average working person spends less than 2 minutes per day in meaningful conversation with their spouse. In other words, most men that go to work and put 8 to 10 hours in will probably only spend about 2 to 3 minutes actually making a soul connection with their wife when they get home. And some of you, if you stop and think about it, one of the biggest problems in marriages today is communication. You say, because we can't talk well with each other? No, we don't talk at all.
That's right.
They say the average working person, and I didn't make this statistic up, I looked it up, said it's less than 30 seconds per day talking to each one of their children in a meaningful way. I'm not talking about pick up your shoes or come in here, sit down or eat your supper. I'm talking about you sit down, an eyeball-to-eyeball connection, and you truly talk and show love and concern. The statistic says the average full-time working man or woman puts about 30 seconds into each of their children a day in that type of a conversation. And the average married person may average 2 to 3 minutes, and that's it. Now, again, please believe me. My intent is not to attack some sinful things. Though I'll mention some sinful things, and next week I'll probably attack those sinful things. But tonight, that's not my goal. I want to talk to you. The title of the sermon is Time Wasters. And stay with me. Number one, television. Now, the Bible says in Psalm 101, verse 3, "I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes." But let me tell you something. Let me give you some statistics on television. And remember, my purpose is to say to you, don't waste your life. Don't waste your time. Let me give you some statistics on television viewing. The average American spends 4 hours a day watching television, 28 hours per week, 2 months of non-stop TV every year. For a 65-year-old, they will have spent 9 years of non-stop viewing television in their lifetime. The average child watches 1,680 minutes of TV a week. Now, I'm not saying that's 100% bad stuff, though is that there's a lot of garbage on television. But what I'm telling you is, isn't it sad that by the time we're 65 years of age, we spent 9 years watching Hollywood? But there are people at 65 that will look back on their life and say, I didn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. Well, why did you spend 9 years watching TV? 30-second, the number of 30-second TV commercials in 1 year that a person would watch, that watched 28 hours per week, two solid months of television in a year, they will have watched 20,000 30-second commercials. The number of violent acts seen by a child by the time they're 18, if they watch TV, the average amount they'll see, 200,000 violent acts on television. Now, that's not the issue. Here's what I want to tell you. TV will keep you from getting things done. I promise you. It is a time waster. It just eats up your time. And again, I could go into a tirade about the things that are on there. You already know what's on there. That's not the issue tonight. I'm just trying to tell you folks, we waste our lives by watching so much television. Say, I just don't have time to change the oil in my car. Turn TV off and go out and change the oil in your car. That time waster is somewhat addictive. You get attached to it, and you waste your life. Let me give you another one, number two. I said, first of all, television is a time waster. Number two, by not doing what you do right the first time. By not doing what you do right the first time. Which means, if you do something and you don't do it right the first time, what do you have to do? You have to do it again. The Bible says in Luke 14:28, for which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? What that is saying to you, if you're a discerner, if you are a wise discerner of time, you're going to sit down, count the cost, plan it out, and do it right the first time. Realize that if you got to do it again, you've wasted your time, which means you've wasted your life. And, of course, that's a waste of money as well. In what areas? Okay. Time wasting. We waste our time by not doing it right the first time. For instance, your education. Can I give you a good piece of advice?
Yes, sir.
Pass your courses.
Yeah.
Why? Well, if you don't pass that course, you must take that course again. And so in a way, you wasted, and I realize you're still gaining education, but the best thing is to pass the course the first time. Now, I'm a little weird, and when I taught at a collegiate level for 14 years and had hundreds of thousands of students, and I wasn't a real big extra credit giver. I'll tell you why. I told my students, you wouldn't need extra credit if you just get it right the first time. So I never gave them that option. I'm not telling you you have to do that, but I'm telling you, all the years I taught college, I never gave extra credit, and I recommended, if you get it right the first time, you won't need to put extra time in it, and I'd rather not waste your time. Pass the first time, and you won't waste that time. So, what am I saying? Do it right the first time. Why? Because I'm concerned that you don't waste your life. That's all. I want you to get the most out of life. How? Well, do it right the first time in regard to your education. Do it right the first time when you take on some project, maybe a project around the house. I have learned a lot of things the hard way by tearing into a project, not researching, not getting advice, and it didn't all fall together like I thought, and I had to start all over again. Are any of you men out there?
Yeah.
Y'all know what I mean? Yeah. Nothing like putting hours into something and realizing this is not going to work. I better read the instructions next time. But you know, if we would do it right the first time, we would waste our time, therefore we wouldn't waste our life. Your responsibilities. Look, if you have responsibilities, do it right the first time. Young people, look up here. Teenager, look up here at Brother Owens. I'm trying to help you. Learn to do what you do right the first time. When your daddy says, now slow down, and you say, no, Dad, I know what I'm doing, and you tear into it, I'm telling you, let your dad advise you a little bit, slow down a little bit, count the cost, think through it, because there's nothing like going all the way through a project and figuring out it's not done right and starting all over again. Hey, your work assignments, those of us, hey, when you go to work, whether it's in a factory or in an office, could I just recommend to you that you slow down long enough to do it right the first time? Don't waste your boss's time. Don't waste your time. And don't waste your boss's money. You see, we waste a lot of time by having to redo what we could have done right the first time. We waste a lot of money that way. What am I saying? Don't be a time waster. The prodigal son wasted his life. And I don't want you to waste your life. Your life is too valuable. How do we waste our time? We waste our time with the television. We waste our time by not doing things right the first time. Hang on here. Video games. I don't think they're all bad. I think a lot of them have a lot of bad stuff in them. Bad music, bad nudity, and all the violence. It's in there, but that's not the purpose tonight. I just wonder how much time in America is being eaten up by video games. Just let me appeal to your common sense. How much time do we put into pushing buttons with our thumbs? Let me give you some stats on video game usage. They're called gamers. The average video gamer in the United States of America spends 23.4 hours a week playing games. Most of your adult gamers today have been playing it for 12 years already. I didn't do the multiplication. But again, let me appeal to your common sense. Young people have low grades in school, but are achieving high levels of success in video games. The average gamer putting almost 24 hours a weekend playing video games, let me ask you a question. How long did you study your English? But you're mad at the English teacher because they're a bad English teacher. Again, the intent is not to attack video games. The intent is to say you are to be a wise discerner of your time. Time is short. Your life is but a vapor. The most valuable thing you have is your life. Video games can get addictive. I've not played a video game in years and years. When my kids were growing up, we let them have some video games. We had this one game. It's called Tetris. And what happens with Tetris is there are these little blocks of odd shapes that fall from the sky. And it is your job to direct that little block into a slot that it fits into at the base of the game. Have any of you ever seen Tetris? Raise your hand. Thank God bless you. Thanks for not leaving me hanging here. Now, for my mind, that is challenging. Because I love the puzzles of life. I'm a problem-solving person. Troubleshooting, I just love it. And I thought, I'll play that dumb game for a little while. And I sat down, I did it for a minute, and then I did it for 2 minutes, and I did it for 3 minutes, and I did it for 4 minutes, and about an hour later, boy, I'm putting those dumb little lights. All they are lights on a screen. I spent an hour putting a square light in a square hole for a light. And somehow my ego was increased over this. But it did not increase my portfolio, nor my education, nor did it get the yard mode. And then this is what happens. We set and play, and then our bodies become lethargic because we physically sit around. And again, my intent is not to attack video games. I'll do that another time. But just let me tell you something. Really, what some of you ought to do is put the video game down that's a baseball video game and join the baseball league and learn to run. You don't think quick because you're so lethargic, because you're so far out of shape. You really, it wouldn't hurt. You know, you say, well, I'm playing this video game. It's about a BMX bicycle, and they're jumping these ramps. It might be a good idea for some of you to go ride your bicycle. You say, well, I'm exercising, playing Nintendo. Or they still have Nintendo? Is that Nobody's going to answer me. You're getting too smart for me. All I'm saying is, it's a time waster. We waste a bunch of time on television. We waste a bunch of time by not doing things right the first time. We waste a bunch of time on video games. Number four, the internet. The Bible says, walking in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let me give you some stats on internet usage. In the United States of America, and this comes from 2003, and we're far exceeding this today. United States of America, total internet usage in hours was 244,121,000 hours on the internet in that year. 23% of U.S. children between the ages of 3 and 5 are online users. 79.5% of Americans use the internet. Now, I'm not against the internet. I think the internet can be a wonderful, wonderful tool, but so much of it is just wasted time. Chat rooms, surfing the web, games. It is now the new big life waster in America. I'll tell you something. I have wives that will come to me and say, I don't even know my husband anymore. All he does is sit in front of the computer and surf the web all the time. He can just surf the web. Now, I'm not saying he's doing anything wicked and vile, but he sure isn't doing anything good with his time. It's the new big time waster. Could I recommend something to you? Some of you should probably stop shopping on eBay and go balance your checkbook to figure out you shouldn't have been shopping on eBay in the first place. It just eats up your time. And if you'd be honest, and you look this thing right square in the eye, I'm not attacking the internet. I'm saying we need to be good discerners of our life, our time. Let's go on. Number five, sleep. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 5, says, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Babies are said by doctors to sleep about 17 hours each day. You get a brand new baby, and you'll see that new baby needs to sleep about 17 hours. Lester and Mandy Joy just had a brand new baby. And that new baby is going to sleep about 17 hours a day. Older children are going to sleep about 9 to 10 hours a night. The average adult needs about 7 hours of sleep a day. Now, if you're ill, I know some people that are not well. They've had diseases and things like that that have weakened their body. They're going to need more sleep than that. But the average person is going to need between 6 and 7 and a half hours sleep a day. But there are some people that sleep their lives away. Sleep their lives away. People who sleep to hide from responsibilities. People who sleep, and again, I'm not trying to be offensive, because we don't eat right, and we don't eat well, and because we eat too much, we sleep too much, because our body is so pulled down from the responsibility of digesting food. We sleep when we could study. We sleep when we could work. We sleep when we could pray. But there are those that are wasting mega amounts of life by just sleeping too much. You know, this is still the land of opportunity. You earn a living from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night, and then you become a success from 5 o'clock at night until 8 o'clock at night. Hey, it won't hurt you to work hard. But don't sleep your life away. I've just got a pet peeve. It's usually pretty hard for me to get sleep at night. Not because I worry or fret, because I toss and turn. I'm afraid I'm going to miss something. To me, I know my body rejuvenates when it's sleeping. I know that. I realize that. But I would like to live my life. And you don't live really much life with your eyes closed. I think you ought to get enough sleep to be healthy. And so you all know, everybody here needs a different amount of sleep for you to be healthy. There may be somebody here that has to have 12 or 13 hours of sleep. That may be the case. There are some here, you get me about 6 to 6.5 hours of sleep and I'm good to go. Not all of us are the same, but let me tell you something. You need to find out what it takes for you to be healthy, and then you need to get up, kick it in gear, and get going. Why? Because you're wasting your time. And when you're wasting your time, you're wasting your life. So what do we have here? We have television. It's a time waster. What do we have? Not doing it right the first time. It's a time waster. The video games, time waster. The internet can be a time waster. Sleep can be a time waster. Okay, ladies? Shopping. My first question is, what do you really need?
Thank you, Brother Jones. Stick with me, man.
I can sleep in your barn tonight, can't I?
Thank you.
Shopping. Window shopping. Just wasting time. The other day, there's a big super Walmart they put in, I guess it's been about 2 years ago, down in Winchester, Virginia. And my wife and I, we'll go down there every once in a while to do our shopping. And they now at Walmart, thank God for them, they're smart enough, they put a bench up near where the restrooms are. Do you want to know what that bench is for? That's for the men that are saying, I've had it. The other day, I was there. My wife, she was scooting around the store buying things she needed. And I watched this old man, and he was with his wife, and I seen that he had just about had it. And he walked over, and he sat down on that bench. I come by a little later on, and he was kind of slouching on that bench. I came by about 20 minutes later. That old boy had laid across that bench and was sound asleep. I've seen two kids over there, one saying, poke him, see if he's dead. I mean, they were afraid the old fella had just had a heart attack and died right there on that bench. Of course, that was not the case. He just figured, might as well sleep than shop. Sleeping don't cost you anything. But we have this tendency. Online, catalogs, the driving. Really, it used to be that people would go and buy their groceries once a week. Now we'll go, we'll stop and buy groceries 3 and 4 times a week. There are people that have financial struggles who could just save the money in gas by not wasting that time. I can remember back when we went to the grocery store once a month. Now we shop, and they advertise, and we shop. And many of you, you do not have the self-control to go shopping without buying things. Isn't that true? How many times do you go in to get one item? And you men, you're shaking your head saying, 1 gallon of milk cost me $63. Honey, I gotta have a gallon of milk. Are you gonna drink the milk in the new nylons? Watch wasting our lives and wasting our time. The television wastes our time. And I, again, I'm not attacking the television, but doing things right the first time. And watch the video games and the internet and sleeping and shopping. Let me give you another one. Talking on the phone. Proverbs 14:23 says, in all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. Talking too much is going to cost you something. Now, the television is very damaging to our morality, but let me tell you something. It's probably only beaten by the telephone. Somebody, once I heard them preach and say, the thing that's destroyed America the most is the television. And I say, that's not true. I think it's the telephone that's destroyed America. We talk too much. We waste too much time on the telephone. Cell phones have increased the amount of wasted time. Do you know most of you, if you would check and see how much of the time you do spend on your cell phone is actually productive time, you'd probably be embarrassed.
Yes, sir.
We talk too much about unimportant things and unnecessary things. We talk, you know something? If we would not talk as much, we could probably get the car fixed, clean the house, work for the boss. There's something wrong with someone that is at work and always on their cell phone, or using the company phone, calling home constantly. And I'm talking about working here at the church, too. Now, these people that tied to this church don't pay you to sit around and talk on the phone all day long about things that are unimportant. We're supposed to be working. But hey, I've got a bunch of businessmen in here. I'll promise you, the businessmen in here that have people employed by them do not want folks on their phone all day long talking when they're supposed to be working. A part of an honest day's pay and an honest day's work is keeping our mouth shut and being productive. But we wasted a lot of time. Let me give you another, and then I'll be done. Worry or fret. The Bible says in Psalm 37:1, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. The Bible says in Psalm 37:7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way. The Bible says in Psalm 37:8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise. Now here the Bible is talking about fret. Let's all be real honest for a moment. Worry solves no problems. Worry eats up your time. Worry eats up your energy. Worry is the opposite of faith. And worry is a time waster. If you worry long enough about something, you're going to find yourself depressed about it. And you know what happens to every one of us when we get depressed about something? We almost become unproductive. You say, I just can't get anything done because I'm all worried about this. So fret is a time waster. People sit around and worry about things about which they have no control anyway. So what could you be doing? You could be working. You could be advancing something else. And one of the best ways of handling that fret anyway is just keep on going and stay busy. Stay busy. But we fret our lives away. So James chapter 4, verse 14, it says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. I'm coming to you as your pastor and as your friend. I love you, and I know something about life. The happiest people are productive people. People that are accomplishing something with their life. Not everybody's accomplishment will be equal. Not everybody will accomplish in the same areas of life. But I'm telling you, folks, you're not going to be happy unless you accomplish something. Unless your life is bringing forth fruit of all different kinds. So, one of the best things I could do for you is to remind you, don't waste your time. Because wasting your time is wasting your life. And God said our life's short. The Bible says that the prodigal son wasted his substance. I think the greatest substance you and I have been given is life. Let's not waste it. David said, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David was saying, I was young, but my time passed, now I'm old. But I'll tell you something that David could say about his life. I don't think David was perfect. I think David made some mistakes. But I'll tell you this, David did slay a Goliath. David did lead a kingdom.
Yes, sir.
David did handle himself very well concerning Saul. David was a mighty champion. David said, I did not waste my life. I can look back and say, look, I accomplished something. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time. Redeem that time. Realize how valuable the time is. Look at it and use your life wisely. I want, on the day of my death, as I lie in that hospital bed, they say to me, Jeff Owens, you've got a couple of hours and you're going to pass away. I hope flooding through my mind is what I did with my life. And I hope I have redeemed the time. I hope I look back and say, I've had a full life. I've had a full life. There's something that I say to the Lord. I'm 46 years old. And I often in my prayer time say, Lord, if you put me on a shelf today and you never used me again, if for some reason my ministry was over, God, you don't owe me any apologies. For the 31 years that I've been in the ministry, we've filled it up. We've filled the life. I've tried to do everything that I can do. Oh, folks, make it so when you're on your deathbed, you look back and you say, you know, I got something out of life. Something happened. Your life is so valuable. Don't waste it. I'm not talking about on sinful, wicked things. Though we shouldn't waste our life on those things. Just don't waste it.